you for joining me today. I actually just recorded a whole other episode, per se, or bit for this same podcast. And I was doing it at the same time as I was trying to record an Instagram live. But that was a little challenging. So I decided to just re-record and do a briefer version of it for this podcast. So today is December 17th, 2023. And on December 17th, 2023 is my sister's anniversary, December 17th. It's been 27 years since she died in a car accident. And I was going through some pictures of her. It's interesting because it's not always that I get emotional on her anniversary, just like it's not always that I get emotional on my mom's anniversary either. My mom's anniversary was November 7th, and that was 7 years since her passing. And there's times in which I don't cry, but today there were a few things that occurred that just moved me. One of them being a post my sister shared on Instagram that was just so beautiful, sharing her own perspective of when they received the news. She was only 12, my brother was 7. And I was 21 and I was here in the States. They were in Colombia. And reading her post just brought me back to how I myself was feeling on that day and receiving the news. And I was actually by myself when I got the call about her car accident. And then I was also by myself when I got the call about her death. So I was thinking of that and really just giving myself so much grace. I still have the other headset in my ear for the Instagram post. Anyway, giving myself so much grace and love for the person I was at that age, 21. And the gratitude I have for God for having also walked alongside me through that time, as well as my sister herself during that time, so that I would be ready to help in the process of seeing everybody in the Seattle area where she was living and arrive on my own. My family arrived a couple of days later, and the strength to face that reality. Now, strength is not something that we have to have when we're grieving. It just happened to be that that was one of the qualities that showed up once I was there in Seattle and on my own, because I was the first person that of the family that was there. And I think that that was just something I needed to portray to bring comfort to those that were around me in the moment. It was just naturally just what happened. It was not like I tried to be strong. It just kind of happened in that moment. And then my moments of meltdown or any of those kind of things, of grief expression, just showed up at other times. But anyhow, so after I read that post of my sister, then I also got a message from my brother who was in Colombia at this moment and was saying some prayers for Zorana. And in a house of worship in there in Colombia for Zorana and for my mom, and just had a beautiful way of remembering her today. And then I get a call from a friend of my sister's as well as mine that lives in the Seattle area to let me know that he was visiting her gravesite, and it just moved me so much. This is somebody that, in general, like everybody there in Seattle, they only met her for 4 months before she died. Yet, how impactful her death was to them, as well as her own life, that they still, a lot of them still remember her and go and visit her graveside on her anniversary or on her birthday. And it just means the world to me and my family because we're not nearby. And even though I don't believe she's there anymore, it's just that the space itself of remembering that day that we buried her body has a significance as well. Because that day, though it was really sad, it was also filled with so much love. So, anyway, so because I'm in that mode, kind of that griefy mode, as we call it, I decided to go through a box of things that I had of hers. And in it, I ended up finding some things that I wrote. And I wanted to share one. And I'll read it in Spanish. And then I'll read it in English because I originally wrote this in Spanish. Sorry for all this rustling sound. It's the papers here. So what I used to do, I don't do it as much now. But I did do it a lot as part of my grief mourning process, I guess, it was that I would talk to her, and I would talk to Zorana, especially when I was in the car, driving back from school or whatever, going to my grandmother's house, and this is in California, and I'd be on Pacific Coast Highway, and the sun would be setting, and this conversation is one I had with her in the car. So I'm going to switch to Spanish. Cuando escuchen esto, esto es como, lo siento como si fuera una conversación entre ella y yo en ese momento. En el atardecer vi tu rostro mirando hacia mí, un rostro tan radiante que en él pude sentir el latir de tu corazón y el cantar de tu voz a lo lejos decir, estoy aquí contigo aunque lejos esté, cuando te encuentres sola a tu lado yo estaré, guiando tu camino y acompañándote en tu andar, por el camino de la vida en busca de la verdad. ¿Piensas que te he abandonado? Pues qué equivocada estás, siempre estás conmigo. Sin importar la tempestad, en esos momentos de duda recuerda mi cantar que desde lo lejos te arrulla mientras en tu lecho estás. Cierra tus ojos y siente cómo acaricio tu corazón, que aún estando ausente puedes escuchar mi voz. I wrote this September 10th, 1998. And so, again, this was a conversation I was having, so of course I couldn't write while I was driving. And then the moment I got home, I just like wrote it down. And so this is the translation that I myself did. So it's not the most eloquent. In Spanish, it was flowing because that's how I wrote it. So but this is what I translated to be. In the sunset, I saw your face looking towards me, a face so radiant that in it I could feel the beating of your heart and the singing of your voice in the distance say, I'm here. Though far I may seem, when you're alone, next to you I'll be, guiding your way and accompanying you in your path in search. Your path in your journey through life in search for truth. You think I've abandoned you? How mistaken you are. I'm always with you, no matter where you are. In moments of doubt, remember my song that in the distance rocks you to sleep while in your bed you lay. Close your eyes and feel how I caress your heart, that even though I'm absent, you can still hear my song. What I like is to see the person I was and the person I've become. I don't know if the 21-year-old me would be the 48-year-old woman that I am now. I have no clue. Had that incident at that time in my life hadn't occurred, as well as the dynamics of our family, the closeness that we have towards each other, I miss my sister and my mom every day. But I carry them with me all the time because I do know. I truly, truly do know that we are in parallel worlds. Only divided by a thin veil. I feel them. I know they're with me. And I give thanks to them and to God for having walked alongside me this grief journey. That's it. I think that's all I want to say today. Short episode. I'm going to full on just post this without editing it. And I hope that if anyone ever feels like they should have a timeline for their grief, that if their loved one has died 5 years, 10 years, 7 years, 20 years, 50 years, that it is not okay for them to cry or feel sad or miss them. I hope that this just gives you an idea that you can be, you can grieve them, yet at the same time feel so grateful and so alive in so many areas of your life. Grief does not have to control us. It does not have to be the one driving the wheel. It does not have to identify it. No, that's not the word I want to use. I think it is, like, it doesn't have to define us. Grief doesn't have to define us, yet it does create an impact on how we view the world. And in all honesty, I feel that grief really does allow us to be more present. More present with the emotions that come be them joy, sadness, anger, whichever one, and just embrace them. They're all part of us and part of our human experience, and it's okay to have moments in which we're griefy, as I called it. Sending you all love and gratitude.